Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones radio show. Going to start things off here really quickly. Got a lot to play right now. This is a brand new one by Polka Haunted. This is called Save Yourself. It's nice.
I never saw her at the lemonade stand. I pushed my luck so From Monday, March 8th to Monday, March 15th, CITR wants to thank you for donating during the 2009 fund drive. We exceeded our goal by raising over $26,000, and we could not have done it without you. So be sure to tune in to Donor Recognition Week from March 8th to March 15th to hear your name broadcast on air during the show that you donated during. From all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM, thank you for your generous support of quality, independent programming.
And we're back with Pop Drones, CITR 101.9. That last track there was a brand new one by Nothing People from the brand new album on SS Records entitled Soft Crash. The track there is called Marilyn's Grave. And before that, we heard two tracks from the Bare Wires. First one up was taken from a cassette release. That track is called Artificial Clouds. Actually, the LP was released on the Tic Tac Totally label, and there was a joint cassette release for all you cassette fetishists out there. And after that, we had a 7-inch with a track called Keep Your Cool. And before the Bare Wires, we heard Veronica Falls with their cover of Rocky Erickson's Starry Eyes. And at the start of the set, we had a brand new one from Pocahontas, a new LP with a whole new lineup released on the Not Not Fun label. The LP is called Make It Real. That track was called Save Yourself. It's nice. And they actually have some new help by Cameron Stallone's, better known as Son of Ra, who is definitely all over that track. So fans of Son of Ra who maybe weren't into Pocahontas before, I would definitely recommend checking that new record out, dropped this week. Check your local grocer on that one. Right now we're going to get into some nice little heavy psych. This is a new one by White Hills.
No. creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar, guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones, CITR 101.9. Last track there, Lengthy Psych Jam by White Hills. It's taken from a brand new self-titled release on the Thrill Jockey label. That track was called Three Quarters. Definitely recommend picking that one up on vinyl if you can find it out there. It's got quite the eye-popping metallic foil psychedelic cover there. Right now we're going to get into a little spotlight on a favorite cassette label of mine, based out of the eastern United States. I believe it's Connecticut, actually. A label called Goaty. And they've been going at it for a couple years now. Caught my eye with their first release, which was by the band Robe Door, who at the time were pretty prolific, releasing lots of cassettes. So I grabbed it and pretty much have bought every release since. Quite the elaborate setup in all these thick card stock with unique cutouts and silk screens and little add-ons and posters. You can check some of that out at goatytapes.com. That's GOATYtapes.com for a bit more of that. They just put a huge batch of new stuff out, managed to grab most of them. This is a brand new one by El Jesus de Mexico on Pop Drones. We'll be right back.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right.
You're back with Pop Drones, CITR 101.9, 10:45 in the a.m., about midway through our spotlight on the tape label Goatee. Last track there was by California's Treasures, a one-man kind of dark synth thing going on there. Actually very reminiscent of a somewhat obscure group. Circa early 90s, New York City, actually early 2000s, Flux Information Sciences. I hear a lot of that in there, maybe even a little bit of Cold Cave, and pretty interesting Smashing Pumpkins, rare, weird Smashing Pumpkins B-side cover on the flip side of this tape here. Interesting stuff. Maybe we'll play that at a later show. Before that, we heard a nice lengthy Scuzz psychedelic basement jam by El Jesus de Mexico from Columbus, Ohio. And that cassette is called Ragtime Ores. And yeah, you can reach all this stuff at goateetapes.com. Highly recommend that stuff. I'll provide some links on my website, planobsolete.blogspot.com. You can check that in a couple days. Right now we're going to head into a another cassette by a group, one woman actually, goes by the name HNY. I'm pretty sure should be pronouncing that. Honey, the cassette is entitled Dead in a Year, and this track is called Medicine in the Dark. You're back with Pop Drones, CITR 101.9. That one there was a brand new one by Street Drinkers from Sweden. That was actually released on Goaty Tapes as we are just concluding our Goaty Tapes spotlight. Street Drinkers is actually a one-man project, and he's associated with the Utmarken Collective in Sweden, which is actually a recording studio, jam space, and record label. And the record label actually has some distribution with Sweden's amazing release, The Bats label. And before that, we heard Honey with her track Medicine in the Dark, taken from her cassette on Goaty entitled Dead in a Year. Right now, we're going to get into some LP territory. This is a brand new one released by Barn Owl side project here entitled Haiguma, which is actually Evan Caminiti, one half of Barn Owl, with his musical partner Lisa McGee. They've released some CDRs in the past on the Root Strata label. This is a brand new LP on Digitalis Recordings, and it's a nice mellow one, so sit back, and we'll be back in a bit.
Thank you. thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Back with Pop Drones, CITR 101.9. About to wind things down here a little bit. That last track there was a brand new one by Higuma, which is Evan Caminiti from Barn Owl. And his musical lady friend there, Lisa McGee. That's a ridiculously small pressing of 250 on the Digitalis Recordings label. That might even be out of print. Try Aquarius Records. Try directly from the Digitalis site. Criminally underprinted. Hopefully they redo that one because it's a mighty good record. We'll hear more of that in the near future. Right now, we're going to get into a little synthesizer workout here by a group called Mist, which is actually John Elliott of the infamous Emeralds from Ohio, and Sam Goldberg, who runs the Pizza Night cassette label. And the two have actually released several cassettes and CDRs over the last couple of years. And this is their first full-length LP, self-titled, released on the Amethyst Sunset label. Kickback for this one. It's going to be a little lengthy, and we'll talk to you in about 15 minutes.
Thank you.
You're back with Pop Drone, CITR 101.9. Wrapping things up here, that was a nice sidelong jam by a group called Mist, which is actually Sam Goldberg, who runs the Pizza Night cassette label, and John Elliott, who was one-third of the always amazing Emeralds, another triple synthesizer group there. All three members are incredibly busy, either A, with a multitude of side projects, solo projects, and then the ever-evolving Emeralds. And lots of that stuff sells out immediately. There's a big group of people out there that are really interested in this synthesizer revival that is happening right now. And definitely no stranger to that is Vancouver's own Passenger, Mysterious Passenger, who actually not even sure who this is yet. This is a self-released 7-inch, and the track is called 612. Might be able to track this one down at your local grocer there. Maybe try Scratch Records. Other than that, this was handed off to me in a dark smoky bar one day a while back. And I'm glad to play it on the show here. So this is The Passenger with 612 on Pop Drones. We have Luke Meat with A Noise up next.